This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is taking part in the 17th edition of BRICS Summit at the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. The two-day summit, which is witnessing the participation of several world leaders, began this evening. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva welcomed Prime Minister Modi on his arrival at the summit. Later in a social media post, Mr. Modi said he's grateful to President Lula for hosting this year's BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. Mr. Modi said BRICS remains a powerful force for economic cooperation and global good. During the summit, discussion will take place on several issues including global governance reforms, climate change challenges and artificial intelligence, among others. Prime Minister Modi is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. After attending the summit, Mr. Modi will head for a bilateral visit to Brasilia, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly six decades. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold meeting with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on deepening strategic ties between the two nations. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to a productive round of discussions with President Lula da Silva to expand the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. Union Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah has said that cooperative societies have an important contribution in the economic development of the country. Mr. Shah said this while inaugurating various development works of Amul and NDDB in Anand, Gujarat, on the occasion of completion of 4 years of the Ministry of Cooperation.
Doodh se lekar banking tak, chini milo se lekar marketing tak, aur cash credit se lekar digital payment tak, aaj sahakari samitiyan सक्षमता के साथ देश के आर्थिक विकास में योगदान दे रही हैं। 36 लाख बहनें गुजरात में और 20 लाख बहनें देश में हर रोज परिश्रम कर दूध भरती है। 80,000 करोड़ का टर्नओवर है। अगले साल की बैलेंस शीट 1 लाख करोड़ की आएगी और इसका मुनाफा मेरी ये 56 लाख बहनों के अकाउंट में जाता है।
He added that 2 lakh new PACs, Sahakarita University, 3 cooperative societies related to the production and sale of food grains, and 3 cooperative societies related to dairy together will further strengthen the cooperative movement of the country. In Bihar, amid the controversy over the special intensive revision of the electoral rule, the Election Commission of India has given big relief to voters by stating that those without any documents can still submit enumeration forms online or offline. The SIR drive is being vigorously conducted across all 243 assembly constituencies ahead of the upcoming assembly elections in the state. In an official announcement released by the Chief Electoral Officer, Bihar, it has been said that those without any of these documents can submit their forms to booth-level officers. The last date of submission of enumeration forms is 26th of this month. Israel has instructed a negotiating team to travel to Qatar today for talks with Hamas on a ceasefire hostages deal. The Israeli Prime Minister's office in a statement today said that after assessing the situation, Israel accepted the invitation for close talks. It said Israel agreed to continued negotiations for the release of Israeli hostages held in Gaza based on the Qatari proposal. The proposal reportedly includes a 60-day ceasefire, the release in 5 stages of 10 Israeli live hostages and the handover of 18 hostage bodies, as well as the release of Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. In Odisha, lakhs of devotees across the world have congregated in the holy city of Puri this evening to witness the Sunabesha ritual of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra. In cricket, hosts England were 174 for 6 against India in their second innings on day 5 of Birmingham Test when reports last came in. The hosts are trailing by 428 runs. The visitors are in commanding position in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy and need 4 wickets to win the match and level the 5-match series 1-1. Earlier in the day, the start of the play was delayed due to rain and wet outfield. India's Sakshi Chaudhary has clinched the gold medal in the women's 54 kg category at the World Boxing Cup in Astana today. That is the end of this news bulletin.